All right, and welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Snack Time with Mike and Ant. I'm one of your co-hosts, Ant Tessitore, a writer of names and flavor text for Wizards of the Coast and also articles at Gathering Magic. And with me today, I have two very special Vorthos people. We have in one corner the one and only Carrie Thomas Barquette, writer at Gathering Magic and fellow Twitter storyline expert.
Hello.
Snack time.
And always snack with us is Mike, the man of cinnamon, Linneman.
Which?
Master.
Love.
Owner of Weens.
You know, the Weens aren't here today. They're busy doing their Ween stuff. We got them in Christmas sweaters. Looking for Hanukkah sweaters. Can't really find them. We'll get there. And, you know, I'm a writer at Gathering Magic. I've done flavorful things in the past, but don't care. Got to get to that taste. So today, let's start out with some flavor gems that introduce our theme. I'm going to go first, kick it off. Time of the year, November into December. So we're talking about gifts. Gift of Estates is my flavor gem for the day. No flavor text. The clean ones, the ones I like that are just art mechanic. Love it. And Gift of Estates is that card you use in Commander decks in which, you know, you get a couple Plains cards. Uh-huh. You get dual lands even, which is a comical reference considering the art has a jug getting poured out of wheat, or this conceptual is this gold, is this liquid something. And it's like, okay, well, that's cool. You get an estate, you get stuff to help you out. Well, when it says Plains cards, you get dual lands. So it literally is expensive things you get in a Commander deck. You can get, you know, up to three dual lands, which is, you know, a couple hundred dollars, you know, if it's the right ones. I just love the piece. Has cool looking pillars. The lighting is right. It's a simplistic older piece that doesn't really get a lot of love out of 9th edition, because those core sets were a lot of reprints and frankly a lot of terrible art. But so it's a good one. I like it. I dig it. What do you boys got for us?
All right, well, I got Blightcaster today, following up with our gift theme. This one does have flavor text, which in my eyes makes it superior to Gift of Estates. But so this is an interesting card because, you know, black has a very kind of tortured relationship when it comes to enchantments, because they usually have ones that cause them to gain something temporarily but also cause detrimental harm to themselves. And black also doesn't really have a great way to get rid of enchantments, right, once they have them, right? Mm-hmm. So this card's interesting just in that it's putting you on the path of making a black enchantment-based deck. But the flavor text is, your flesh is unprepared for my gifts, which is a really great kind of tie-in to that actual mechanic of, you know, when I'm playing these enchantments, you're not going to be ready for it, and neither are your creatures. So,
and gift means poison in German, so that makes me laugh.
And gift means poison in German, yeah, which is interesting. So if you ever search gift on Gatherer, you'll get a lot of poison-related cards at the end.
Nailed it. All right, Carrie, what do you got for us?
My flavor gem is Courier Griffin. It's delivering pretty heavily the Gift of Life. And it has the best flavor text. Seagate has fallen. Survivors are on the move. We'll send another griffin when we find refuge. Stay hidden. Stay safe. Gives that sense of urgency that you saw in a lot of the Survivor at Skyrock stories, where people were literally camping out wherever they could. We have the precursors, McKindy Griffin and Fledgling Griffin on Zendikar Pro4. Same location. Good art. I love it.
I can dig that. And did you also pick up the Lord of the Rings reference in the flavor text?
Yeah.
Keep it secret, keep it safe.
Yeah.
I did not. I'm not that.
And there's also, and tying into the, you know, our theme of gifts today is the world gift, right?
Yes.
This is a quote for Tars Olin, which
is a returning character from the original cast of Zendikar. And there are a lot of these really small, not featured ever characters that are specifically tied to the flavor text.
What is the world gift?
So the world gift is, the original interpretation was the core sending off their secondborn to the world of Zendikar to pacify its very vicious hunger. So essentially they were sending them off to die. A lot of these people survived and became part of the D&D type expedition groups that went around Zendikar. But yeah, he's pretty lonely. He just gets to hang out with people now, though. Probably assimilated back into his group, but who knows?
Yeah, I really like the World Griff tradition because I'm always really intrigued by the different cultures that pop up on the different planes that we visit you know, through magic. And Zendikar was always really interesting to me because, one, they had these alien superstructures that nobody was really 100% sure where they came from. They were just kind of always a part of the landscape.
Yes.
And then also they have this, you know, natural royal of the, you know, plane itself fighting back viciously at times against, you know, certain things that it just doesn't like. And so I was always really interested in, you know, what type of cultures would arise from a world like that.
Yeah.
And the world gift was probably my favorite of those in that the core realizing that their world is just so pissed all the time that their solution was I'll give you a baby.
Yes. And you saw that you saw that with the Draga Nation when they were willing to kick out Nissa and her family in the origin story because they thought it was kind of bringing the royal. It was like it was angering Zendikar for them, the elementalists to be in their group. So they were willing to do whatever they could, but it didn't help in any case. So they're stranded.
Dig it. All right. So into that theme, we have gift giving guide. And normally at Gathering Magic, once a year, we get together and someone writes an article. I've written ones on flavorful things in the past. If you look back a few years ago, 2010, 2011, you can see original artworks for $200 and $300. And yes, you can kick yourself for not picking them up. I do too. It just kind of hurt at the time. Now, art is quite expensive. It's double that. And then some. And basic, every Commander original painting you can think of. Or is this still available? And it's known is gone. It's really like combat tricks and things that you don't know or brand new arts that just come out or what's left. And that's just the nature of it's what's going on. So if you have a piece that's a little under the radar, a weird inclusion to your commander deck, ask an artist. And below we'll put an artist contact list that I made a few years ago and update every little while that you can contact them, which will be great. But for us to go through, I mean, there's limitless stuff, and we only have a limited amount of time. We only have a half an hour, per usual.
Per usual.
So we're trying to get the five faces of Orthos in the best we can. And we'll try to cover all of them, so bear with us. And we'll trade back who gets what. One thing I want to mention is that a lot of the alpha artworks have popped up in the past year. So if you're into framing a very cheap artwork for your wall, and obviously you probably can't afford the alpha paintings because they're five figures. Some of them are into the six figures of dollars, and most of them won't be sold anytime soon. But if you want to print, Mark Tadine and Rob Alexander have now started reprinting some of their alpha artworks in an open print run. So an 8x10, $5 to $10. Just cheap. And I'll put links to below to how you can get a hold of them. And those are sent in the mail, and you have a cool thing to frame on your wall. That's the first thing I can think of. Super easy, super cheap, fun. Get a chaos orb. Cool.
Right. Those are nice, easy gifts for, you know, someone who's just been a Magic fan for years. And you know that it's something that it'll bring them, you know, this nice little rush of nostalgia at Christmas and or, you know, whatever holiday you tend to be celebrating. And it's a great little gift, you know. Another one is like, what are those little vinyl, the Funkos? Right. Yes. They make a great little stocking stuffer, like, you know, come down and, you know, it's under the, you know, under the tree or sitting there for like a Hanukkah gift. Right. One of the 7 days you give them a little Funko.
8 days.
Like there's or 8 days. Excuse
Wipes.
Me. I. OK. Sorry.
There are some very cool. Some of those pop vinyl figures. The Bolas one mega sized. I mean. Mm-hmm.
That one looks cool.
I don't know if I should get Bolas and Tezzeret and Jace and Lily and just go like full Agents of Artifice, but you can do it. You can do it live.
So I actually had, I won a custom one of this at our charity event. I took one of those blank ones, and I had an artist, an altarist friend, make it into flip, and it's you know, yellow with the big eye or whatever, and it wasn't that expensive, and it was actually super fun because it's unique. It's pretty easy to make. I mean, it's really just yellow and a couple of little embellishments and an eye. So that's another thing you could really look into. Cheap if you have the time on your hands and you know an artist friend that, you know, pay a little money and get that did.
Right. Maybe get it of like your somebody's commander or something like that.
Oh, totally. And even some of them with capes, like the Darth Vader is a great example that you could repaint as Jace because he has a cape, or a variety of other people. So, you know, those are things to really keep in mind too.
I can dig it.
All right, we got also a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, they made the Moxon jewelry. And this was like a official, semi-official, not official product. And they come out with jewelry every now and then. Badali Jewelry had a license to make magic stuff a couple years ago where they had like rings. So it would have like a forest symbol on it or a plane symbol or like an pendant. Super, super cool. Super expensive. Super high-end
stuff. Oh, yeah. I think MJ used to have those in a couple of her articles and stuff. I remember seeing
I've got one of the rings with all five logos. It's neat. Stainless steel. No big deal. But that the license doesn't exist anymore. So the closest thing you can do is there is one person on Etsy that makes the Moxon jewelry. You know, like the old Mox. And it's Moxon, not Moxes. Oh, my God. Drives me nuts. You can buy them, one of each of them, and they're kind of expensive. You know, they're over $200, but you can get them individually of the one thing you want. You know, maybe for you, girlfriend or boyfriend would want one of them, and they're relatively inexpensive. I think they're about like $40 a piece for one of them, but they're really high made. They're high quality. I saw one at GPC Tech, and they're cool. I mean, you know, I'm less excited about the Mox Emerald one, but the Sapphire one is pretty freaking cool. So we'll put a link below and show them too.
Don't they also have they have like the little pendants too, right? That are that have like card art inside of them.
Yep, seen some of those on Etsy as well. If you're really particular about that one person, I mean, you can go full all out and make a dress out of it. We've seen those.
Right.
I'm sure an Etsy user will make those. Just make sure you double line it, otherwise that could get awkward quick. What else do the two of you get? I know I got a bunch of stuff coming too.
I mean, honestly, for me, this is something that I never – so I always buy the fat pack for each set because I like having the box and I like getting the player's guide.
Sure.
But one thing that I never really considered until we were – you know, Mike and I were talking about this episode is that you can go online and actually just buy the empty box or the player's guide that came from the fat pack from sets years ago. And so we have a couple links that we're going to put in the bottom here from like Troll and Toad and different sites like that, where if you have a friend that you know, maybe they have a storage issue and they could use a few more boxes, these are a great, you know, a great little flavorful gift that you can get somebody where it's not just, you know, 3 feet of just blank white cardboard to shove your sleeved pieces of cardboard inside. Like it actually has some magic flair. It's got, you know, cool imagery on it. And they're good boxes. Like, they're well made. I use them for storing my cards now. And also, you can pick up the player's guide that came along with those and get, you know, a little bit of Orthos insight, some cool blown up art. Like, they're just like a fun little thing to read as well.
Player's guide is very, very handy. Like, it's always been useful for me. There's the Hedra.
Okay. If they're useful for you, where do you find them?
There's the site that we were looking at. They have a list of them. They're getting pretty pricey. But ideally I would like to archive them at some point. It's just very expensive to go through and timely take through them. The Hedron dice, which I believe Ant were a promotional item at PAX.
Yes. Yeah. If you did the, spell slinging event at PAX, where you got to face, you know, the different magic celebrities as like Eldrazi, then you were given a Hedron dice, which is pretty cool.
Yes,
and it's just shaped. It's an 8-sided. For those of you who, you know, play like D&D or other kind of role playing games or tabletop games, it's just an 8-sided die that's done up to look like a Zendikar Hedron.
Yes. Which is pretty cool. So if you've got a 2-hand staffed monk, then that works for you?
Yes,
exactly. that's my take.
They're super cool. They're also rare. I mean,
yes, they're
hard to find, but if you do get them, you legitimately have a few months to find them before they disappear basically forever and become one of those weird vintage things like the Magic playing cards.
Yes, or like, the life counters that were exclusive, the metallic or metal, actually, life counters. Yes.
Those it'll become one of those things in time, so snatch those up. As long as we're getting to player's guides, let's go into books right away. I hope everyone has picked up or pre-ordered their Zendikar art book. It's coming out it's like a month and a half now. Amazon has them dirt cheap. I mean, they're for a hardcover, it's under $30. You can use smile.amazon.com, which donates a little bit to charity, which is great. It's just the cheapest place to do it. And I know Amazon has issues with it. I get it. Fine. But you can pre-order there. And if we want more art books made, we have to freaking buy this thing. So I have a couple going. They had a Black Friday deal on all books too, which we tweeted about. But the thing is going to be cool. And we know Innistrad is going to get one too. So the better it does, the more it keeps going on, the more concept work we see.
Right.
It's also more we'll get. Doubling to continue, partially continue the series of the Alara Planeswalker Guide, where it came out in book form, and now that is the Battle for Zendikar Planeswalker Guide / Oath of the Gatewatch Planeswalker Guide, all in one book with a whole bunch of outstanding visuals. So I'm up for it.
How much is that Alara guide now, roughly?
The Alara guide, I think it's hovered around 22 for a while. That's the $12 one. The Alara book is 22.
Right.
And it's like when you get those things, you know, you read through them the first time and you look at the art, and then some people can think like, you know, what am I just going to look at this book one time and never use it again? But I have gone back to that Alara Planeswalker guide book like a week ago. Like anytime I ever have a question or like something comes up about one of those five shards that off the top of my head I might not know, I go back to that book. Or if I ever, you know, want to make a flavorful deck that has a visual Jund theme to it, I'll go back and reference that book because it's clear-cut images that are blown up, that easy to reference. I know where they are. It's amazing, and it's an amazing tool, and I'm like really excited to have one for Zendikar as well.
Yes. Outside of that, let's say you want to go for post-mending stuff. So Postmending started with their ebook collection. So most of these books are available for anywhere between like $2 to $10 online for the ebook version. But a lot of people enjoy having the paperback. Starting with Postmending.
What about you? Are you an ebook guy?
Ebook guy. I just love the accessibility of being able to check it up anywhere. Because usually I'm at school and I need to check back at something in Agents or check back at something in Secretist.
You can search it.
Right. Yeah, it's nice that you can do like a control F.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and just find exactly what you're looking for. Yeah. I'm an old school, like I like the feel of a book. Yeah. Like I like just holding the book and while I'm reading it. But I can see, especially for, you know, some of the stuff that we do in writing articles and stuff, it is nice to be able to just, you know, do a quick search and find exactly where, like I do that with the Uncharted Realms all the time when you're trying to look for a specific quote or something like that.
And when people are questioning you about what you took a certain way, you can always look it up in there. Outside of that, Agents of Artifice, I believe this is the only one with a hardcover, and that one's at $25 on Amazon. It's going to go up as soon as people pick up those $25 copies. Like, that's everything above that is going to be $50 plus.
Of the post-mending novels, that one is arguably the most popular?
Yes, that is. Right. It's up there for being most widely acclaimed book that they have created in the post-mending.
Which, the numbers of it weren't print. They didn't print a ton of them, but people got the promo book Jace Bellerin, you know, with the new art. And so basically people paid $25 to get a book Jace, and then the books just kind of recirculated, which, strategy aside, I mean, it got more books into the marketplace, and it was a good book. Cool. Yeah, they just haven't really done that since, so.
Yeah. Alara Unbroken sits at $22. Most everything on that, outside of that, is $20 or less in paperback form. You've got things like Purifying Fire, Test of Metal, they're all good. They've been kind of retconned in the time sense. They're not entirely accurate, but they're still good stories to read.
Right. It still has that same magic flavor. Yes. Like, if you just want, if you are a huge fan of Uncharted Realms and you just want more.
Yes. And there are still some mysteries that are left off with those books that we can look forward to hopefully being addressed. And then you've got the compendium, the IDW Dak Faden comic series. And that went over pretty well. We have the IDW Direct Link, which is currently the cheapest one available. That's $50 flat. It didn't ever come with the promotional card, but it's a good series to have on hand.
And it's entertaining.
Yeah, I love it. I've loved it since.
Okay. I mean, the only other like big, older, expensive book that I can think of is that Art of Magic the Gathering book, which is becoming so, so rare to find. I mean, at this point, you have to find a few of the artists who have them, or you get lucky on one day on Amazon and you find one. Basically, every time I walk into a used bookstore, I look in the
art.
I look for it.
It's and that's the one that was Tempest, Exodus, and Stronghold.
It's all that old school. The Wrath Cycle. It's thin. It's not real big. I mean, it's, you know, like 8x12 or so, a little bigger. And it's beautiful. So if you see one of those, absolutely snatch it up. You're really only going to get a limited amount of time. I've been yelling about this for months, but they really are disappearing. Like, you can get crappy versions of them or beat up, but the really uncirculated ones are still are pretty hard to find.
Right. And then, of course, there's always Spectrum 22, right, which you had in your article last week?
Yeah, the Spectrum books. It's just the annual book annual where you can submit your art to get into the book and then you can win an award or whatever. Magic usually submits a ton of work into it. This year they got 19 pieces in, so you can see like the best Magic art of the year, unequivocal, because it's voted on by peers. It's very, very taken very seriously. And when you get into Spectrum, you're usually, as an artist, your career changes. So if you're into any sort of cool fantasy art and you need like a coffee table book, totally something cool to get. And it's not just Magic art in there too. It's got all sorts of different genres. I think they're the coolest thing ever, and they're cheap. I mean, they're like 20-30 bucks. I always get the soft cover because they're so thick. The hard covers really are a waste. You don't really need to get those.
I mean, I'm under the opinion that like I think books make fantastic gifts around like the holiday season, just because they can be somewhat personal in that, you know, you're gonna buy something that you know they're going to enjoy. Right. But also just as a timing thing, it's cold. People are like sitting by the fire, drinking hot chocolate. Like there's nothing better than just having a good book.
Yes.
You know, even if it's just full of art and there's no words in it, like Mike's books. Mike likes picture books.
I like picture books. I like picture books. Okay. So any other books that if you guys are on that?
Really far back, you can get Artifacts Cycle 1 and 2. Those are all of the Thran story.
My jam.
Yeah, that's the biggest jam of all.
Those are the original gangsters, no doubt.
You've got those. Those are about $40 for both, $40 to $45 for both on Amazon. Very good stuff.
They're awesome.
Yes, those are lots of stories. And then San Diego Comic-Con book, that's $20. That has all of the origin stories that are still documented on Uncharted Realms. Very good stories.
But they made only a limited amount of them. I mean, I keep thinking it's going to – $20 threshold is going to stop, $30 threshold. And a short amount of time before they're gone, they're gone. I've got a few extras in case someone needs one internationally, but there's that. Since I'm here, let's talk art straight up, real talk. One of the best gift things that I've found in recent memory is this 6x9 oversized cards. They made these in like comic books and promos and stuff, even to Commander cards that you can have. Frame them. Totally frame them. It's really cheap art. You can put it in your house. You can put it in your bathroom even because it's not high quality stuff. And if it gets weird and rippled, you don't care. And cheap frames exist. I mean, I did a full framing article with Mattboard and more.com if you really want to go intense framing. But otherwise, pick up a cheap thing at Target. Get a 6x9 framed and it'll totally be a cool thing you see every morning so you can stay engaged in the game without having to play every day.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's and those and this is going to sound super cheap, but a friend of mine did this. He was getting someone else a gift, knew that they were into magic, went out, bought himself a commander deck, took the 6x9 out of the deck, framed the 6x9, and gave it to his friend as a gift. So he, instead of just giving him the actual deck, like a normal person, he just gave, oh, here's this like cool framed thing, and then he proceeded to play the deck against that person.
Or whatever.
But it's still, I mean, if you want like a quick idea for like a neat little gift, framing those foil 6x9s definitely looks cool, hung up on the wall.
Yeah.
Some very good stuff.
Also thing for art things, I hope everyone knows about two big art sites. The first is Fanfare. If you look up Fanfare Comic, it's fanfare-sc.com. And we're putting a couple links below. I know Tom Fanfare. He's a super good dude. Lives in Michigan, and he has a lot of the old comic book cover art. So if you see a couple of the Dak Faden stuff, if you're really into him at all, they have covers for $400, fully painted 11x17 on board. I mean, inexpensive and awesome. He even has the Eventide book cover, 11x18, $700. Super awesome. If you're any interested in that, we'll put links into it. So that Fanfare, check it. He's got a bunch of representation with artists. The second one would be Anthony's comic book art. I go here for Captain America pages, like original Captain America inks. But occasionally they have some magic art in there, especially slush art. Art that got made but didn't make the set for whatever reason. I put a link in order to a piece from Isan Ribic, probably a flame kin that never made it in. It's kind of expensive, but it's awesome. But you could troll these every now and then to see if a magic art comes in there with a big buy he does.
Right.
I would absolutely recommend both of those because they're cool.
Yes.
Anything else on the art front?
I would say the only other thing that we're missing as far as gifts would be, don't be afraid to just make something yourself. Like, Carrie, you've done this a few times and you're actually now starting to help out some cosplayers in the community, but just taking an item that is in game in a piece of art. Maybe it was on, Hannah Ship Navigator's desk or, recreating Joria's toolbox or something, but just making one of those small little items in real life makes a great personal gift that, somebody can put on their desk at work or at home or whatever.
Yeah. And incorporating those into deck boxes, especially, it's a creative use of time. And it gives, like, for somebody who's obsessed with a card, like Hannah Ship's Navigator, that's their commander, having that item also personalize the deck box for them just adds another part of the experience to the game.
Right.
And on those personalized things, I mean, you can ask an artist to make a personal token of your commander for whatever reason, or they might make them in mass, like RK Post, who, in case you know, has a 5% off deal going on right now for his tokens that are, they're $2 for $1. They're cheap, but you can get 5% off with a checkout code. We'll have a link to his Instagram. And I hear, if you're part of his posse, you can get a greater discount.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got my email. Was it yesterday? Mm-hmm. I think it was either yesterday or the day before from my boy Randy.
Okay.
That posse members, they get a little discount. So if you are a member and you missed the email and you're unaware, definitely check it out because we're getting a discount. And if you would like to become a member, it is very easy to do. You just have to request to become one along with like a purchase of a print or something. And I don't even know if it costs anything. I think it might be free.
Yeah. You can ask him. He's a super
fan. I forget. But yeah, he's cool. He's super accessible. So
I got two last things. The first is concept art you can still buy from artists from the old school things. Ant Scott Waters is the great example at GPC Tech. He sold a bunch of his old Urza Saga stuff and people lost their freaking minds about it. So he's going to have more stuff. Talk to artists like Steve Prescott that work on ink, or Wayne Reynolds. They do have them. And you can get them for roughly inexpensive, cheaper than original art. And the last thing I have is there are a couple prop makers that make things. That might be a commission you're not going to get for Christmas, but it might be longer after. One of them is Carrie, in case you're curious.
You can always contact me. I'm on Twitter at Vronos, VRONOS. And yeah, I've got a lot scheduled, and a lot of it's more for my own personal collection, but, you know, I'm always available, and we can schedule something out. Outside of that, people like MJ do cosplay. I don't know who else is available for the cosplay props. Do you guys?
There's a couple people that they recommend that they that aren't magic related, yes. But they'll recommend them to you.
Yes. Well, yeah.
So that's all we got for that. Happy, thank you so much for watching today. You can find all of us on the Twitters and MTG at Vranos or at Vorthos Mike. Thanks so much. If you have suggestions, let us know per always. You can leave a review on iTunes. Give us a couple stars. That'd be great. Love to hear you, and thanks for watching this week.